And now he says something else about them. You see, the power is in the Word of God. And we're told that they bring forth their fruit in its season. That is a very interesting thing, that God's trees, they don't bring fruit all the time. They bring forth fruit in their season. I hear today this statement made in this day of activity and nervous action that the primary business of a Christian is soul winning. I disagree with that. Word of God doesn't say that. In 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verse 14, listen to this. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ to them that are saved and to them that are perished. Now, that's not all. To the one we're the savor of death unto death, to the other the savor of life unto life. Who's sufficient for these things? Well, I'm not, but I do know this. I'm called to give out the Word of God. And it's the business of the Holy Spirit to bring men to Christ. My business is to give out the Word of God. And we are experiencing on this program multitudes of people turning to Christ. I'm amazed at it, but we don't do it. The Spirit of God does that. We just give out the Word of God. And our business is to give out the Word of God, and when we do, He always causes us to triumph. Well, suppose nobody accepts Christ. Well, we are savor of life to them that are saved. We are savor of death unto those that perish. My responsibility is to give you the Word of God. Your responsibility is to do something about it. And my responsibility ends when I give it out. It's up to you from then on. I used to tell folk when I'd give the invitation, you live here today unsaved? Well, it's too bad, because you couldn't go into God's presence, say you hadn't heard the Word of God. Well, very frankly, I'm not responsible anymore. I've given out the Word of God, and I've really become your enemy, because you couldn't tell God you hadn't heard the gospel. And we want it to be true also of this radio ministry. Now, will you notice that the important thing here is that the child of God bring forth his fruit in his season. Now, he not only does that, but his leaf also shall not wither. Now, he's to have out his witness all the time. God's trees are evergreens, outward testimony. A friend of mine said years ago he was in New York City in summertime, in August it was. He came to a famous church there, and my, it was a fine coliseum, I should say, mausoleum. And he says that up on top it had carved in letters there in the marble, this is the house of God, the very gate of heaven. And down beneath there was a temporary sign, says closed during July and August. So the gate of heaven was closed there during July and August. Well, God's trees, the leaf shall not wither, but whatsoever he does, it'll prosper. Now, God promised material blessings to his people back in the Old Testament, but today he doesn't necessarily do that. John Trapp put it like this, outward prosperity, if it follows close walking with God, is sweet. As the cipher, when it follows a figure, adds to the number, though it be nothing by itself. Now, finally, you have the permanency of the blessed man. Notice the insecurity. The ungodly are not so. What? They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And then notice here, two ways. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Two men. Two ways, two destinies, and one's a dead-end street and leads to death. The other leads to life. God makes the difference, and he says what's right and wrong. We living in a day that's not sure. Well, God is sure. God divided light from darkness, the waters above from the waters below. And what are we told? For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And perish simply means he's lost. What a word of finality, if you please. The expectation of the wicked shall perish, Proverbs 10:28. He says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that findeth. And the wide, broad way is like a funnel, but you come in at the big end, but it gets narrow and narrow, and finally leads to death. But the narrow way, you come in by Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and it just keeps leading out. You come in the other end of the funnel, and it just gets broader and broader. And he came that we might have life, might have it more abundantly. What a picture of the happy man that's presented here in Psalm 1. This is important to begin with, and next time we see another important psalm, Psalm 2.
In Psalm 1, we've seen two men, two ways, and two destinies. One of those ways is a dead-end street leading only to death, and the other leads to life. The question is, which way are you going? What's your destiny? If you've been traveling on the Broadway and you've seen it getting more and more narrow, you can turn around, but you can't do it in your own strength. Simply call out to the Lord for help. He'll save you. If you believe that the Lord Jesus died for your sins, then we would urge you to receive Christ today. For more information on God's offering of His grace and mercy, you can call us anytime and leave a voicemail request for our salvation packet. Be sure to include your name, address, and then the call letters of this station. There are still 149 more Psalms to study, and to help you with these studies, we'd like to send you our notes and outlines. We can send you just the notes on Psalms, or if you request it, we'd be happy to add you to our mailing list to receive the notes with our monthly newsletter and a handy bookmark that comes every month. The notes and outlines are also available in the PDF format and are downloadable from our website. If this option appeals to you, you may want to subscribe to our e-newsletter, which we can send to you by email. You can find all this information when you visit us at ttb.org.